Entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point. Taylor Swift's new album is finally dropped. The first single off the Tortured Poets Department is called Fortnite, featuring Post Malone. The album is already getting praise from critics who are calling it widely unguarded. For Swifties, merchandise for the Tortured Poets Department is available at taylorswift.com, is reportedly selling out fast. Allman Brothers Band singer and guitarist Dickie Betts has died at the age of 80. His family announced his death yesterday. They say Betts passed away peacefully Thursday at his home in Florida, surrounded by his family. Betts wrote and sung on the Allman Brothers Band hit Ramblin' Man. Writers for Sesame Street have voted to strike. The Writers Guild of America held a vote where all 35 writers authorized to strike if an agreement on a new contract couldn't be reached. Negotiations for the Sesame Workshop's new contract began in February. The new contract proposal includes industry standard annual raises, according to the guild. Picketing will start next week outside of Sesame Workshop offices in New York City if a strike happens. And it's possible the Sundance Film Festival could leave Park City and even the state of Utah soon. In a news release, the Sundance Institute announced it's beginning a formal process to explore viable locations in the United States to host the Sundance Film Festival when the contract with Park City is up for renewal in 2027. The release said the festival will still take place in Park City, Utah the next 2 years. It's where it's been held for the last 40 years. Entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point.